USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A survey of economists by the National Association for Business Economics out this morning showing 38% of them predict a recession next year. 34% say the recession will happen in 2021. The White House continues to say it's not going to happen. Here's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. An Ohio man, James Reardon, will be heading to court today accused of making threats against the Jewish community. The FBI says he posted a video online saying that he would be the gunman at a local synagogue even though the shooting hadn't happened. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There's a new poll out that finds nearly two-thirds of Americans support free trade with foreign countries. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal survey showing 64% of people surveyed believe that free trade is good for America. Majorities of Democrats and Republicans agree that free trade opens up new markets and the U.S. can't avoid the reality of a global economy. 27% say free trade is bad, saying it hurts manufacturing and other U.S. industries. A California man is going to spend 3 years on probation after admitting filling out voter registration forms for his four dogs and his dead father. Richard Davis said he was so upset by reports of voter fraud that he decided to test the system by registering his golden retrievers. A county prosecutor says they initially gave him a warning but filed charges when he tried to register his deceased father. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Nine adults and young kids hurt when a tree fell on them during a lightning storm in Pennsylvania. They were under a tent at a swim club near Philadelphia Sunday when a tree was brought down by lightning. Three people seriously injured. And about 90 miles to the west, heavy rain and lightning forced the Backstreet Boys to have to cancel their concert last night. In fact, the band took the stage in Hershey, Pennsylvania, about 2 hours late because of severe weather. And the minute they started playing, more rain and lightning started up and forced them off the stage again. No word on whether that's going to be rescheduled. Federal charges have been filed against more than 80 migrants arrested in that huge ICE raid in Mississippi 2 weeks ago. Nearly 700 people were taken into custody, but there have been no records of any businesses or company officials in Mississippi being charged with knowingly hiring undocumented workers. Legal experts say there have been relatively few prosecutions anywhere of employers over the hiring of people who are in the U.S. illegally. And a Swiss company says it's developed a vaccine for cat allergies. The catch is the vaccine is for the cats, not the people. It doesn't appear to have any serious side effects for cats, and the company hopes to have it on the market by 2022. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.